Trail, can you gauge the excitement that Robert has in coming back this week?
Yeah, he's real excited. He hasn't played in, 11 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that. And I mean, anybody that knows Robert, you know, he loves the game. He works extremely hard, you know. So that's the type of stuff, you know, that you like to see in your quarterback. And you also, you know, you can see that he's excited. So it's good to have him back, and we're excited to play on Sunday with him.
Most people that we've talked to have said that there, you know, that there is something to that whole quarterback receiver chemistry thing, and you would know that as well. Mm-hmm. How is your chemistry with RG, and is that a big deal?
Chemistry is good. I mean, it's tough to say, you know, because like a lot of times, like a lot of these, you know, a lot of receivers, you know, they're with their quarterbacks for, you know, a long time, and they're with their quarterbacks, and you know, and which we were with him in spring and working with him, but then we had this long period where we didn't, you know, so kind of that stuff goes away, you know, so you hope that you keep on building it during the week and as the week goes on. And today's practice is pretty good. You know, he threw the ball pretty darn good. So, it's just a process, and just continuing to get better and keep on working on that stuff. So, you know, to give us the best chance. And I think we got a great chance for Sunday.
What about throwing in this kind of weather for someone that I'm sure he hasn't done it in a couple of years because he, you know,
yeah,
started much.
Yeah, he didn't have. Today was brutal, and I didn't see anybody out here today. You guys weren't out there, huh?
We get kicked out
of the fence. Oh, you did?
We get kicked out after 20 minutes, so that's
okay.
Why we're not out there.
Well, some of you weren't out there, too. I know it was cold. I wouldn't have been out there either, but, you know, I had to, special teams, I had to come in here and get a little chicken broth, man. Me and Corey, man, it was brutal out there, you know, and no space heaters or anything like that. So, but, I mean, that was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing to see him, you know, the way he threw in the cold. Like, it was very cold, and and anytime we took off our gloves, it just felt like your hand was just numb, you know. So he threw the ball great today, and we had a great, you know, great practice, and we ran it well. And you know, I think we get you excited and get you motivated to have a good game Sunday. It really does.
Terrell, Sunday will be 364 days since the last win.
Yeah.
You guys talk about that? Is that motivation?
Nah, I just think it's we have to go game by game, you know, because things that happened, you know, this past 12 weeks was that we didn't execute, and we beat ourselves for the most part. So if we can execute and not turn the ball over and get some turnovers on defense, you know, we may be able to pull this one out Sunday.
How does your confidence change the second time you face an opponent this season?
I didn't say that.
For me personally, or
does it at all,
or overall?
Mostly for you.
I didn't really get it. I played 19 plays, I believe, against them. So, so I didn't really, you know, I don't know really because I didn't really get a great feel for them, you know. And that's okay, you know, because there's teams that we play for the first time, and it doesn't really matter what they do. You know, I have a lot of respect for Jones and Kirkpatrick, but at the end of the day, it's all about what I do, you know, and make sure that I handle my technique, and my technique is better than their technique. So. And that goes for everybody. That goes for them playing against me. Their technique got to be better than me, and they got to see stuff that's coming at them, you know. So that's what it's going to come down to is playing fast and physical and having great technique.
Q has been creative in every game. There's been something we've seen in every game offensively that we might not have seen the game before. Does the weather limit his creativity?
No, I don't think so. We got some pretty good plays in there, you know. We got some stuff in. So it's going to be fun, and there's gonna be something different. You'll be talking about this next week too. So there's some stuff in there, you know, we're excited about. So whatever we can do to win, you know, that's what it comes down to. We gotta get this first one.
Terrell, you mentioned how the focus is on just improving the execution. When you came back from the bye, was that Hugh's main message, or did he have a bigger message on what needs to change over the last 4 weeks?
It was really execution, really, you know, and I think. Maybe even some play, you know, the way he went about it, some of the plays that he's, the way he formed it. And, you know, we've had problems, you know, in terms of, you know, protecting and stuff like that. And there's things like that goes on, you know. And he's, that makes him really slim the list as well. You know, he can't really dig in there. So, you know, we just got to continue. Our O-line got a battle this week. And just like all of us, but they have a battle this week versus pretty good defensive line and front seven. So you know, they're going to accept the challenge and batter their butts off, I believe. So hopefully we can get it done, because it starts with them and ends with them, really, to tell you the truth. If we keep our quarterback clean and he can see downfield, we got a chance to make plays down the field. So that's what it starts and begins with. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm hoping, and I know I'm hoping that they play well, and I'm sure they will.
Robert said the other day that seeing Hugh get emotional after the Giants game really kind of lit a fire for him, and how badly he wants to win for Hugh. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of share that feeling?
I mean, I had that for. I didn't see what Rob's talking about. What happened?
Just after the game, you said, you know, being 0-12 is probably the hardest thing.
I didn't see it. But you know, I always try to play hard and try to give my best for Hugh, you know, and the coaching staff. Because at the end of the day, I mean, it is a business. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got guys that are, you know, certain guys are playing every game and playing every, and they believe in the guys are same starters. So at some point, you know, it has to be some type of like a family feel, you know, like you want to do something to, you know, to help, you know. And that's how it is around here. I think that we want to play well for them, you know, because not only are our coaches. And like I said, it's a business, but we also, you know, you have feelings for each other. You want to do well for each other. So that's the type of deal, and I always felt that way.
Having been there, though, with him in Cincinnati and knowing what this team, what the Bengals meant to him, do you guys have a little bit of extra motivation to try to get this one for him because of that?
Tell you the truth, we try to get everyone. Well, for me personally, I can't speak for everyone, but I think everyone's on board with that same plan, but for me, you know, I try to do my best every game for him, you know. And I don't know. You'd have to ask him about that, how he feels about that. But I'm sure he wants to. But I don't know.
Terrell, I've seen this tweet about the cleats. What cause are you gonna have?
I'm doing Special Olympics. I think that's fantastic. I don't really. The tweet I sent out, it was a football player with. But I don't know if that's Special Olympics, but it kind of fits and molds into that, you know, because that's really admirable, you know. That's really something that for somebody to play on pretty much one leg, you know, and you see the Special Olympics going on. So that's one of the causes. I'll be wearing the cleats pregame for that. And then in the game, I'll be wearing a turquoise, both sides turquoise. On my left side will be cancer ribbons and flowers, and that'd be my grandma's name on there. She passed away. And then on my right side is my dad. He had shark cock, Mary tooth, so it's like a muscle disease. So he passed away about 5 years ago. So I'll be wearing that. It's called CMT or CM something like that. One of them, CMT, I believe. Yeah, Mary tooth. And I'll be representing him on that way, and from that situation as well. So I tried to put him, my grandma, and my dad on it, you know, because I think that's two special people. Obviously, or I wouldn't be here. And I think it's something. But I did want to sneak that Special Olympics in, because that's something special, I think, and that's something I admire.
How pleased were you that the league seemed to reverse course? Because I think it was like on Monday.
I think it was cool. I think it was cool because it wouldn't be right, you know, because all the other guys, you know, at some point it has to be fair, you know. You can't do something and then people have buy, and then, you know, a lot of people want to do that stuff. They want to put their stuff out there, you know. They want to represent their family. Like for me, for instance, I want to represent my dad and my grandma, you know. So it's cool that they looked that over and they changed that. That's pretty cool.